Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. The mood is definitely upbeat. We're seeing futures ticking higher, trying to build on yesterday's incredible session.
Incredible is right. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both carved out new all-time highs. What was the big driver behind that move?
It was all about the July CPI report. It came in largely as expected, which in this market is a huge relief. The fear was a hot number, but what we got was just right, and the market responded enthusiastically.
So, no nasty inflation surprises. And that immediately shifts the focus back to the Fed, right?
Exactly. Expectations for rate cuts ramped up immediately. We're now looking at a strong probability of 3 cuts by the end of the year. In fact, Treasury Secretary Bessent even suggested the Fed should get aggressive and cut by 50 basis points at the next meeting.
Wow, 50 basis points. That's a bold call. So with that backdrop, what did we see overnight in Asia and Europe?
Mostly a sea of green. Asian markets were strong, with Hong Kong's Hang Seng jumping over 2.5%. Europe is also trading in the green across the board. There was some weak loan data out of China, but for now, the market seems to be shrugging it off, focusing on the rate cut narrative.
Got it. Let's bring it back home. I'm seeing some interesting action under the surface. The analysis points to a rotation into cyclical stocks.
That's a key development. We're seeing strength in sectors like materials and industrials. This suggests investors are gaining confidence in the economy's strength. It's not just big tech anymore. Small and mid-cap stocks are also outperforming, which shows broader market participation. It's a cautiously bullish signal.
Okay, let's get to the main event for many traders, the earnings movers. There are some huge gaps this morning. Who's getting hit the hardest?
The biggest casualty is definitely Caiva Group. The stock is getting crushed, down about 24% pre-market. They beat on EPS, but they missed on revenue. And, crucially, they lowered their guidance for same-restaurant sales. The street does not like that one bit.
Yikes. A guidance cut will do that. Any other big losers?
Luminar Technologies is another one, down about 16%. They missed on the top and bottom lines and guided lower. It's a tough morning for them. And H&R Block is also down after guiding EPS below consensus.
Okay, enough of the bad news. Who's on the winning side? Who's gapping up?
The star of the show is Sapiens, ticker SPNS. It's soaring over 40% after news it's being acquired by Advent for $43.50 a share in cash. And Webtoon Entertainment is having a fantastic morning, up almost 37% after beating estimates and announcing a deal with Disney.
A Disney deal will certainly add some magic. Any other corporate headlines we should be watching?
A few big ones. Reuters is reporting the U.S. is putting trackers and AI chips to deter illegal diversions to China, a big geopolitical tech story. And Eli Lilly is in the news, not only for launching its Mounjaro pen in India, but also for a series of insider buys, including from the CEO.
Insider buys from the CEO are always a confidence booster. Okay, so let's put it all together. What's the playbook for today? What are the key levels you're watching?
The market is in a consolidation phase with a slight bullish bias. For the SPY, keep an eye on support around 643.50. The big resistance to break is up at 647.50. For the QQQ, support is near 580 and resistance is at 583.50.
And the strategy?
The key takeaway is to focus on continuation setups in strong sectors like tech and communications. But with weekly breadth showing signs of extreme caution, you have to be careful. Don't chase overstretched names and keep your stops tight. For the watch list, I'm looking at KLAC for continuation and Apple for anticipation.
Great insights. So the bottom line is that momentum is strong, but today is a real test, especially with a light economic calendar.
That's it exactly. The market is running on this rate cut fuel. But without a fresh catalyst today, we'll see if the bulls can hold these record levels and push through resistance. A failure to break out could invite some profit taking. It's all about momentum.
A test of momentum it is. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Have a great trading day, everyone.